Currently 2:27 a.m. While a lot of you all are sleeping, I just quit my job again. That's right, I just quit my second job again. Why? Because it was not serving me and my purpose. Now, this is not the first time that this has happened. I went back to the same area, and for some reason, I seem to have had an epiphany again. I want to tell you all about that epiphany. In the midst of loading boxes at a location that I will not disclose, if you know, you know. In the midst of doing that, I realized, like, all some people will know is loading boxes. I put myself back into a box again because I went back to an area that I vowed that I'd never go back to. You know, sometimes the Lord will send us back into a circle to make us understand what our worth is and to show us that we're not supposed to be there. I wasn't really making money. The only thing that I was doing was taking time and energy away from myself that I had vowed and prayed back into myself. Now, with that being said, I realized that every night that I was going into the same location for the period of 2 months, because it's been 2 months since I've been there again, I was carrying around my dream in my book bag the entire time. That epiphany really did not hit me that hard until tonight. And I realized, like, dang, the same thing I'm doing here, I could be grinding at home, writing away, planning, preparing, and positioning myself. Because this right here is only taking away. I put myself back into another toxic environment in which I could not thrive. I just got through saying earlier, you know, in order for your tree to grow and to bear fruit, you got to water it, and you can't let people break off your branches. I put myself into a box where I hindered myself. I could not thrive, and I knew I would not make it doing that again. I had did that before, last year, the year before then, before I went viral. And as soon as I had quit, I felt a weight lifted off of my shoulder. I knew once again when I was leaving out of those doors, when that epiphany hit. Matter of fact, I was getting ready to get in my car, and the guy said, he said, I've been here. He said, I worked 12 years on that hood. Do you mind if I have your park? I said, no, sir. You can have it officially. You can have it forever. I said, I realized something. I said, most people in there, all they'll ever know is boxes. I'm not a box. I'm outside the box. And I've been carrying around my dreams in this book bag for 2 months when I could have been making them come true. And he said, there you go. You got it. And if that was not a sign from the Most High, then I don't know what was. When you know something no longer serves you and you refuse to live in your purpose, then you will suffer. And sometimes you will suffer in silence. My bones and joints were aching. I was back talking negative, that I had prayed this negativity out of my mouth, out of my tongue, and it was back again. I know I wasn't happy there. The last time I kept saying, well, I'm going to keep pushing. And then you got some people that'll hinder you and say, oh, well, think about the benefits. The benefits aren't benefiting you in the long run. If it is taken away from your sanity, it is taken away from your health, it is taken away from your happiness. Y'all, I saw something that said people that quit usually are the winners. This is my second time quitting the same job. And when I tell you, I feel so relieved, because it's like, knucklehead, what part aren't you getting? If you continue these steps, then you will stay stuck into this place. The Lord, the universe, is trying to tell me, I'm taking you out of here for a reason, to position you to the place where you are meant to be. Now, if you go back in there again, you're going to stay stuck there. You're putting yourself into a trap. You're creating your own problems when I took you out of there the first time for a reason. There was no need to go back. Have enough faith in me that I'm going to deliver you to your destiny, and you're going to be fully covered. I'm sorry if there is background noise. I'm currently in my car with my headset on, but I had to tell y'all this. I had to share it with y'all because somebody needs to hear it. Especially me. when these words pop up in my head, I just gotta let them flow, y'all. I just gotta let it flow. And I can't believe I've only been talking for 5 minutes. Looking around my surroundings and seeing the wear and tear on other people, I can't save other people. I can't go, hey, why do you keep doing this every day? And if their response to me is for the money, you gotta get it. You gotta know. That is not what my destiny looks like. That is not what my freedom feels like. That is not what I want to be balled and chained to for 12, 20, or 30 years. And the position after that isn't any better. No, I'm about to take control of my future. I am pissed off more than a little bit at myself because I allowed myself to go back into that trap. I did the application. I knew the consequences. I knew how I would suffer. In the moment that epiphany kicked in, because it had kicked in before, y'all, but sometimes when it's time for it to really hit, it's going to hit and it's going to resonate so bad and so good. So I that was just double entendre again. It's going to resonate so hard with, which is what I meant to say. But I'm looking like the same thing that I was doing there, I could have been pouring into my future. Tonight, this morning, I am leaving. I am pouring into my future. There is no excuse on why I shouldn't get the goals that I've written down and I've been planning and I've been manifesting. There is no reason why I shouldn't be putting work into that, which is crazy. I just put vision into somebody else's dream when I should have been pouring it into myself. Pour into yourself, even if you're afraid, because sometimes you got to test those waters again to see if you really want to fight for yourself and fight for your dreams, because ain't nobody else going to fight for you but you. Could nobody else could have told me to stay? Nobody else could have told me to leave. That was a decision that I was going to make. Nobody told me to apply. Nobody told me to go as hard as I did. I did that knowing the consequences. And to take away from myself again, me doing this, I'm responsible for this. Oh, I owe myself an ass whooping. I know I owe myself an ass whooping. I'm missing out on peace. I'm missing out on real prosperity. I'm missing out on real gain because I allowed a destination that was no longer in my future to take away from me. That trip is up. That's sort of like when people no longer serve a purpose in your life and you keep trying to let them in and they've shown you they're a snake and they keep biting and they keep hissing and you like, ooh, one more time. Let me go pick this snake up again. Its scales a different color. It's still a snake. You knew it was a snake when you picked it up. You knew it was a snake when it hissed. It told you it was a snake and don't touch it. You was gonna get bit. But you did it anyway. It's the same way when you pray yourself up out of a negative space and that temptation comes around again, trying to lure you back in to see if you're gonna fall victim to the circumstances. And you be like, oh, I did good for 20 years. One little dip in this pool ain't gonna hurt. And as soon as you dip in, it takes over you. It's like that movie, Venom. It spreads everywhere. It's toxic. And being in there, I didn't lose my sanity. I just felt it creeping up in a matter of time. The fact that I took away from me when I could have been adding more value to myself. I gave my good energy to somebody else's dream. And I have yet to fulfill my own. And I know I'm heading in the right pathway. Because when you leave, there is no looking back. There was no reason to look back. You're not going to feel worried or wonder what the next step is. You're not going to feel stressed. You're going to feel relieved. And that's how I felt the first time. The first time I had left, I walked out crying. The tears were so powerful, y'all. They were burning my face. I could breathe. Because I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. And I know sometimes you got to take your family into consideration. You got to take responsibility into consideration. Because everybody can't just leave. Everybody can't just do it. Because hell, if we all could, we would, right? But for the ones of us who can and we keep doubting ourselves, remove that doubt, baby. I just removed it again. Now, I said, they say three strikes you out. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And there is no reason why I couldn't have gotten done what I needed to have gotten done. Procrastination, the number one thing that holds us back and bounds us to our fears. The sooner we let go, the sooner we can grow. I want this segment. I'm gonna try to keep talking until I make it all the way home, baby, because this is a message. I am the messenger, and I need to send it to whoever is it needs to fall upon, until my phone dies, whichever way it needs to go. I'm not worried about what happens next. I am walking into my purpose and into my faith. If I have to get on here every night and do a podcast, I will. I'm going to shuffle up some topics in a hat. If I got to get on YouTube every day, I will. I have to do the grind like it's immaculate, because there's no way I went to somebody else's job, put that time in, grind it like it was my job for a minimum of what I'm worth. Not even a fraction. Not even a decimal. I put into my energy and got nothing of my worth back. No. I vowed to never do that again. And when I broke my own vows, baby, that means I need to go back and do a whole 360 so I can ensure that I never fall into that entrapment or get ensnared again. Because that is not me. That place was unbecoming of me. The toxic energy that is in there, the things that I can't stand, is there are different vices out here. When I say vices, I don't just mean places and locations. I specifically mean people that will try to bind you to a place, a location, or another person. Girl, hang in there with them. Stay with them. You've been with them this long, knowing that this person is abusive, abusing you mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, and ain't doing nothing but taking away from you. They've never added nothing to you, but they want you to stay into that entrapment because it benefits them. That person is no longer their problem. They pass them on to you. The same with the job. You got all of these different vices, people in these jobs. Stay here. The benefits are good. In 25 years, you'll get a 401k. You'll get to pull it in. You 21 years, you don't know if you'll be dead or alive, high or low, or good or bad. You mean to tell me I got to give up 21 years of my life just so I can make it? The only positive is my kids get to live. But that means I had to sacrifice myself at a place that made me unhappy, with people that made me unhappy, and things that did not benefit me in a positive manner or a way. I had to drag myself. I had to pray myself up each and every day. I was not happy doing the things that I did, but for 25 years, I gave it to them. They don't care because they didn't give it back. They didn't even give me my worth. And Lord forbid that the company goes belly up. Oh, you're no longer an employee or an asset. You are a problem. And we're going to eliminate that. We ain't got to pay you. We finna CYA. You know what CYA is? Cover your ass. They're going to cover their ass. It's a problem to people when you know your worth. It's a problem with jobs when you know your worth. If enough people tell a job no, what you think they're going to do? Close. They got to shut them doors because they nothing without the people. Don't never let a person, place, a thing make you feel undervalued. Even a penny has worth. And if you add enough of them pennies together, you add a million pennies together, you're going to have more than a dollar, I tell you that. Even a penny has value. While some people throw them on the ground, those cents add up. They add up. And until you learn to know your worth, and you'll forever be learning, please don't think you'll never stop learning. You don't know everything. You don't know what's all out here. You only exist within yourself and your surroundings and the people, places, and things that are around you. You go outside of that, you learn something new. You don't know every language there is, because there's more than one. You've never read every book there is, because there's more than one. And it's in different languages too. You've never heard every song. You've heard the ones that you know, the popular ones that they keep and continue to play. But if you go outside your boundaries, you're introduced to something else. That's like a person who doesn't want to, like I said earlier, you don't want to explore your taste buds, but you're traveling to different countries to eat the same food. How you gonna learn the flavors in the culture, in the people, if you leave in one area to go do the same thing? You bringing your toxic vibes with you. And you wonder why these trips fail when you try to do group activities. If people don't have the same like-mindedness of you, which is to go have fun, to be polite, to experience different things, to get to know the culture, to get to know yourself, to leave whatever mess that you had at home there, and to just be free for however long you plan on being on your trip. No, y'all want to bring problems. Y'all want to record everything. If I'm going on a trip, why am I recording? I'm going to enjoy. It's called a vacation, which means that I need it. I don't need social media involved right now. I don't have to tell them everything. What's the point of me showing them every piece of food that I'm about to digest? They can't taste it. I'm just doing it to have a one up on them. Or at least pretending I enjoyed myself. Because a person who's truly enjoying themselves, they're out there living. And most people aren't living, they're pretending. Because to pretend sounds good, feels better. To be fake feels good, feels better. I ain't got to live with the truth. I can live with a lie. Because with the lie, I can make up anything. That's why most people want to be an actor. You can play any role you want to. Hey, you can go from rags to riches. You could be a boss. You could be a pilot. You could be an astronaut. It's your imagination. And most people want to live into that fantasy, because if you had to face reality, which is the hard truth, you wouldn't be able to digest it. You'd regurgitate it every time it came around you. You can't handle its presence. You can't handle it, which is why you cannot have a conversation with everybody. They're not going to understand where you're coming from. If a person asking you the same questions every day and they want to know your business every day, it's probably because they ain't got nothing. You are not obligated to tell them anything either. That's neither here or there, nor is it their business. They just want to feel like they got some information on you. And a wise woman told me, which happens to be my mama, a person can have all the information they want to. They can't do nothing but use it. They can't do nothing but say something. They can't kill you with it. They can't hurt you with it. They can't harm you with it. Now, if you let them into your bubble and let them burst it, that's on you. But until then, let them have it. Let them have it. Let them have it. They worry about how you making it and how you making it look so good or how you make it look so easy. Because, baby, you living in your truth. You don't have to lie. You ain't got to play catch up. You don't have to keep up with the Joneses. You don't have to validate other people's feelings. You don't have to pretend like you got to fit in. You ain't got to work it until you can't work it no more. You know how to do things that suit you. You know how to be in places that make you happy. You know how to save up your money and do right. You know how to cook. You know how to pay your bills. You know how to take care of your kids. And you still learning along the way, because there's no such thing as a perfect people. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. Don't nobody know which way to go. That's why they have a GPS, a map, and they have a signal light and directions. You think everybody got it figured out? No, they just got a little bit more information. They ain't got all the information. They ain't got all the keys to the city, baby. They can't unlock every door, because one of them doors going to end up being a brick wall, and they're going to run right into it. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I am Decadent Dane, and this is my TED Talk. I hope this helps somebody like it helped me. Baby, you are in your purpose. You are headed on the right path. Please do not give up, because it's somebody out there hoping you will fail, and it's somebody out there hoping you will win. You just got to win for yourself and believe in yourself. And I am out.